Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by the senator from Scott, Senator Smith. He is the guest of all of us. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, also led by the senator from Scott, Senator Smith.
Please join me in prayer. Dear God, as we face these uncertain times in our nation and world, we ask you, Lord, to dwell among us. We are comforted by the knowledge that you alone are our Savior and Lord, and the ultimate master of life. We trust our nation to your loving care, Lord. Send your Spirit to touch the hearts of our nation's leaders. Give them the wisdom to know what is right and the courage to do it. Give us your light and your truth to guide us in your ways, so that we may seek your will in our lives and impact the world, us for the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements, introductions? Announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
For a brief point, Mr. President.
We're not at the time of the day for points of personal privilege yet, Senator.
I thought I'd try.
Nice try. Seeing no senators seeking the floor, the Senate will be at ease.
Republicans will caucus in room 22.
Senate will be in order. There is business in the well. The Secretary will read.
The House has on June 14, 2020, passed the following bills. House Bill 2643, a bill enacting state and local finance bank appropriations, providing legal and regulatory responsibilities, providing other properly related matters, including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions. House Bill 2556, an act concerning governmental real property and official publications. House Bill 2641, a bill for not growing state taxation related laws of the state, including the administration by the Department of Revenue, certain tax credits, refunds, income tax, monies, credit taxes, sales and use tax, apprenticeship, pass through entity oddities, and by modifying provisions relating to the reinstatement of business entities, assessment, valuation, property, reinvestment act, short-term rentals, special registration plates, animals and food, providing penalties, including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions. House Bill 2642, a bill for not growing to and making appropriations state departments and agencies from the Rebuild Island Infrastructure Fund and Technology Reinvestment Fund, providing for related matters, including effective date provisions, retroactive applicability provisions. House Concurrent Resolution 109, a concurrent resolution to provide for adjournment CNADA.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to consider House Concurrent Resolution 109.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, asks for unanimous consent to call up House Concurrent Resolution 109. Without objection, so ordered. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, for opening remarks on HCR 109.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just move House Concurrent Resolution 109.
Is there a further discussion? Seeing none, the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, moves the adoption of HCR 109. Those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The resolution is adopted. There is business in the well. The secretary will read. It's my first day here, guys. Sorry. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to message House Concurrent Resolution 109.
The senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, asks for unanimous consent to immediately message House Concurrent Resolution 109. Hearing no objections, so ordered. It is now that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Are there any senators seeking the floor? For what purpose does the senator from Mahaska, Senator Rosenboom, seek the floor?
For a personal point.
You are in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize for the earlier rookie mistake. That's two rookie mistakes, one on you and one on me today. I understand what time it is, but there's something that's heavy on my mind. I've talked recently about a group of people that's being targeted, the livestock producers. There's another group of people that have been targeted recently, and that's our law enforcement people. Dan and Kevin, you guys know what it feels like, I'm sure. But I got an email yesterday from a Davenport police officer, and I'm thinking if I did, maybe you did. I responded immediately to that email. I just want to encourage the body to look that up, and if it's in your heart, to respond to them and support him, and ask him to send that support on to his fellow officers. Thank you, Mr. President.
For what purpose does the senator from Dubuque, Senator Kelker, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal point.
You are in order, Senator.
So I know we're at the last hours of the day as well, but we have seven outgoing fine senators, friends, peers in here, and I couldn't speak on behalf of one of you, so I wanted to send it out to all of you on behalf of all of us. Breitbach, Segebart, Green, TK1, Schneider, Bain, Feenstra. I'm a second year, came in as a freshman last year, and we had a little bit of gender balance, and I'll tell you what, it has been like a whole new family, and I appreciate all of you making us feel like we're a family when we're away from ours. You guys have done remarkable things. Iowa's blessed, we're all blessed, you've made Iowa an amazing place, and you will forever be welcome to all of us, and I thank you on behalf of all of us. Stay in touch, we appreciate all that you do, and good luck on your next journey.
Thank you, Senator. For what purpose does the senator from Lynn, Senator Mathis, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. May I ask Senator Whitver to yield?
Are you seeking the floor for a point of personal privilege?
Yes, I am.
Senator Whitver, will you yield for a question? Senator Mathis, you're in order.
Thank you. Senator Whitver, there has been a rumor about a House member leaving due to a family member having COVID. And so we are looking to you as to what information you can give us, what instruction you think we should take, the relevancy of this, and if you have information that we should be hearing about someone in the building maybe having exposure.
I don't know of anybody in the building that has exposure to coronavirus. There may be, but nobody has brought that to my attention over the last 11 days we've been here. So any guidance from Department of Public Health is if no one here has had it, there's nothing to report.
Is there, do you feel that leadership should find out for us or
certainly
reach out?
Certainly if there's something to share with the body, we would share it, yeah.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Seeing no other senators seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn the 88th General Assembly.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. By virtue of House Concurrent Resolution 109, duly adopted, the date of June 14th, 2020, I declare the 2020 regular session of the 88th General Assembly adjourned sine die.